The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And then welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Right, and now, Carl and Linda Bott.
Petros on Market Street, down right here, because we're here for Caffeinate for a Cause, Free Fire Radio, at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. But like we said, we're down here at Dutch Bros on Market Street for Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay. It's a fundraiser for them they have every year. And we're here with Tyler and Jess Whitlow. People are coming in and just being extremely generous this morning. So good morning, everybody. Christina, good morning.
Very good morning.
Yeah, it is the 19th of September, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Do we have a national day today?
Yes, today is National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Talk like a
army matey.
Okay, we'll try not to do that the rest of the evening. But, Linda, I've got the... Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. I mean, we're trying to get all this stuff together, but we got Tyler Whitlow here, who's an amazing, and Pat doing an amazing job trying to connect us here, as we are going to be having a fabulous Turtle Bay Animals what they call ambassadors. And that will be all morning. Now, a dollar of every single cup of coffee that is purchased, as well as your tips, go to these Turtle Bay programs. We're going to give you more information about that as we get going. We've got Tyler on standby before it's 64 degrees currently. I don't know. I was out this morning at 5 o'clock with a walk with Buford, and the moon is absolutely gorgeous. It looks like today, Thursday, will be about 91, and the moon is absolutely beautiful. 62 tonight. Tomorrow calls for around 94 degrees. And as we progress, folks, 96 on Saturday. Sunday calls for 96 as well. And, of course, I don't know if you've looked at the 10-day forecast, but next week the temperatures are going up again. Okay, you guys, the weather's brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, that Shasta Gas Propane, where they are a locally owned, always giving you the most amazing discounts for seniors and veterans, that Shasta Gas Propane. And we are here again at... Dutch Brothers, right off of Market Street. Tess is the other half, but Tyler's here with us this morning. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. Get that microphone back up closer.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
Perfect.
All right. Now, every year we seem to do this, and you're our comrades.
Yeah.
If you will. Our compatriots. How's that? That's probably a better word.
Well, and you know what? Even though we're a team of two, Jess and I, every single year I promote it as it's me, it's Jess, it's the KCNR team, it's the TV station that shows up, it's everything, right? So we're partners in this, if you like it or not.
Yeah, I know.
And we have been for, gosh, I don't know, 5 years.
Yeah, this is like my sixth or seventh year doing this.
In this location.
In this location, yeah. So, and I feel like you guys have been here since day one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I think it's when we talk about the fact that the auction is a big fundraiser, and this is the second big fundraiser.
It is,
We have these incredible, we're going to go over some stats in a little bit about, you know, just what Turtle Bay does for families. Their educational programs are what I find exciting, and they're ever-evolving exhibits. And today you're going to see some of these animal ambassadors.
Yeah.
We've had the baby porcupine on, the baby owl on, and you're going to drive through today and see some of these animals on display. So does it mean for you?
You know, we're in a lucky spot, first of all, because they show up, and they show up in numbers for us. Maybe it's because we have such an amazing team out here, but we are going to get the baby owl out here. We're going to get all the cute and cuddlies, for sure, showing all the folks that are coming through to make these donations.
I wonder if we're going to get that porcupine.
The
new porky.
I hope so.
Yeah.
For me, as a father of two boys, raising them here in Reading, Turtle Bay has always been one of those spots that I can guarantee I can bring them to, and they're going to have some fun. They're going to get some education. And there's going to be something new.
Right.
The fact that they changed their organization on a regular basis, on like a quarterly basis,
right,
means that these kids and the families get to interact with something different all the time.
And they had the dinosaur exhibit.
Oh, yeah, one of the best.
And I think that just ended, and they've come up with, we've got the new programs here that we're going to be announcing as well.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. But a lot of people don't know this, the Turtle Bay is operated with a nonprofit. You know, they got, like you said, they got the habitats, they got the educational programs, they got the exhibits that are going on there. These are three major things that the community gets to take advantage of, all paid for by the people.
That's right. So today when you drive by this morning, of course, that's here till, I think, 9 o'clock, and then from 2 to 4 this afternoon as well. So all coffee, a dollar out of every coffee.
All drinks.
Yes.
Yep.
All the drinks, a dollar out of each drink. So imagine that, plus tips. And Tyler, you say people are being generous. This is what we love about our community, too, is the generosity that we've experienced since we've been back in Reading.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's, honestly, that's the core of being back in Reading. Want to be part of a community. Right?
Right.
My wife and I grew up here, and I always talk about this. I grew up drawing from the community. Now I'm back as an adult to give back to the community.
I love that. Yeah, you do. You definitely do. And you're going to be dancing and Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
As alumni.
As an alumni, yeah. So they suckered some past winners in there, and I'm one of them because it's at a great event.
Yes.
I love the organization. Once they place anything I can do to help those guys out, I am always down. And if that means I got to get on stage, do a little dance, in hopes to raise some money and not just pay me to get off stage, I'm in.
Which might be a way of raising money. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
Tyler and I talked about it. That, you know, I danced one year, and then they asked me to come back because they had winners back to do a group dance. And I said, and I thought I was out there busting it. And then Linda showed me the video, and it was like I was a dancing bear. You know, two steps to the left, two steps to the right, and I looked at it, and I thought, I'll never do that again.
Same here. I'm a kid of the 90s, so if you've ever seen Gumby, that's how I dance. Feel free to make donations, and I will leave the stage.
All right. Thank you so much. Well,
throw money on the stage, and Tyler will leave.
And I will leave.
Oh, thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys.
We've got more coming, and you've got fans waiting for you, of course.
I got cars to go collect some tips. Absolutely.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. And you know who else we have here? We have the CEO, Lindsay. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you for making a beautiful appearance, as usual. So what does Caffeinate for a Cause mean for you?
Caffeinate for a Cause is one of the best days at Turtle Bay. We have so much fun. Dutch Bros is such a great partner. They allow us to come and kind of take over some of all their locations, and a dollar of every drink goes back to Turtle Bay, and we just can't be more appreciative. We love to be able to do things like this, and it just helps us be able to bring in better exhibitions, more animals, more programming, more things for the kids, more things for everyone in the North State, and we're just super stoked. Today's like the funnest day.
You always have such a great, you bring such energy and great positivity. I think Turtle Bay's very lucky to have you and bring this great energy. So, since you've taken over with your position, besides the fact that today is a fabulous day and the auction, is this for our listeners, this is the second largest fundraiser for the programs. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, we do fundraising all year round, but this is one of our largest fundraisers. You mentioned the auction is another big one. That one's in March. But this is one of our biggest fundraisers, and the community comes out all in one day and supports Turtle Bay, and we just love it. So please come to Dutch Bros and buy a coffee for your team, too.
And that's Dutch Brothers all across, any Dutch Brothers that's happening.
Anderson, Palisadro, Redding, any one of them, they're all in this. So we appreciate that.
We've got these great teams. Here we go. I got my microphone in there. Right. Okay. So we've got these great teams that come out and come through. This is a great time to see. Pretty soon the animals are going to come out. So thanks for being here.
All right.
Hope you come by a little bit later with some stats. I've got some stats to share with our listeners about Turtle Bay and all the great things that they do. And you're changing programs, always wonderful, evolving exhibits.
Yes. Thank you very much, Carl and Linda. We love you both and love Dutch Rose. And
all right.
Thanks so much.
Yay, thanks.
Okay,
Lindsay.
We're going to take a quick break here. By the way, at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be back in the studios. And Mayor Tanessa Audette, who's running for... Not only the mayor of Reading, she's not running, but she is the mayor of Reading, is running for the first assembly. District 1, or the Assembly of District 1, and she's going to be our guest at 8 o'clock. And while I'm interviewing her, we'll get a couple phone calls in or a couple of Skypes in from Linda. Also, and down here as we continue from 7 to 9 down here at Dutch Bros on Market Street, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
I happen to be wearing a cup that you gave me for my birthday. It's a beautiful silver cuff with a gorgeous piece of turquoise on it, because I do love that. I do love that. So
you got that from, as you said, from Four Winds Jewelry. They were voted best in the North State in 2023, 2024, and there's a reason for that, and we believe they are the best in the North State. Locally owned, locally operated, been there for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has just got a great selection of jewelry. Very, very nice people down there. Very fair prices. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fly Radio, not in the studios of KCNR, but we're down in Dutch Bros on Market Street for Caffeinate with Cause as a fundraiser for Turtle Bay. So good morning.
Well, come on down.
7:20 in the morning here on the 19th, and gosh, it's going to be a beautiful day.
61 degrees in the downtown studios. We are here. Of course, they're bringing their reptiles. They've got a turtle throughout the whole morning as you come through. First of all, let's just, we're going to be saying this, so don't think we're a broken record, but what we are doing specifically today is to help raise funds for, it's called Caffeinate for a Cause here. We always partner every year with Dutch Bros. A dollar of every single drink from 7 to 9 goes towards these programs as well as your tips. So today, this morning, right now, at this very second, we have Delaney. Good morning, Delaney, and you are holding an African what?
I am holding a giant African millipede. So this is one of the largest millipede species in the whole world. And while they do have that creepy crawly look going for them, we actually super appreciate them because they eat all of the rotting, decaying leaves and fruit and vegetables. So they're basically nature's garbage man, and we appreciate that
okay.
a lot.
And they are they, the species is from Africa.
Yes.
All right, so do we see them in America?
You know, we don't see this species in America, but we do have millipedes here as well.
Of course.
That fulfill that same role of helping to clean up things and keep our environment nice and tidy.
But right now this is probably, what, 5-6 inches of?
Yeah.
It's like a large gummy.
Yes, it is. It's like one of those really big gummy bugs
a licorice gummy that's huge.
Yep, and not even full grown yet. These guys can be pretty massive in size, giving them that giant name.
Now, when they're in the, are they from the jungles? Or because they're there cleaning up the environment, really. And turning the stuff on the ground into usable soil-like stuff. Right?
Exactly. So they're taking all of the rotting and decaying stuff, eating it, and then they are putting out something that's going to fertilize the environment. And they can be found all throughout Africa, actually. They can be found out in the savannas. They make a really good meal for things like meerkats. But they can also be found closer to your forest edges and in your jungles as well.
And we have centipedes. Do we have millipedes in the United States?
We have both of those as well.
Okay.
So the big difference between our centipedes and millipedes is the millipedes are not venomous like a centipede is. So not so much of a worry about getting bit by these guys. And then they also have 4 legs on each segment of their body, whereas a centipede just has 2 legs. So that's the really big difference between our millipedes and our centipedes.
I really like the idea that millipedes can't bite you, but centipedes can.
Yeah. The centipedes, they have the poison or the venom, and so getting a bite from them can be kind of painful. Not going to kill you, but it could hurt or sting a little bit.
Yeah.
Our millipedes, not so much. They just release kind of a stinky smell when they're scared to try to make them unappetizing to predators.
All right. Well, I know that you're working the cars today. They want to see you, of course. You've got kids coming on their way over here on the way to go to college or high school or where they're going.
Wherever they're going. But now.
Thank you, Delaney.
Delaney, and now we have a.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Come
another reptile. Good morning. And your name is?
I'm Gaia.
Hi, Gaia. Good. Nice to meet you. And you are holding.
I'm holding Auburn. She's one of our gopher snakes here.
Gopher snake. Okay. Now, I think we had the gopher snake last year. And the gopher's name, snake is called?
Auburn.
Okay.
Now, gopher snakes are cool because gopher snakes will take rats, mice, all those types of animals. They're not venomous. And, in fact, they're kind of nice if you have them around your house or barn.
Absolutely, yeah. And then it's also,
You're great.
It's also really important to learn how to identify gopher snakes because they do resemble rattlesnakes, and a lot of people will see them and try to kill them because they think it's a rattlesnake. But these guys are super important to your backyard. Get rid of all those vermin, but you don't want them back there.
They do look a little bit like a rattlesnake, yeah. But the difference is not the rattle.
Exactly. They don't have a rattle, and then they have a little bit of a smaller head.
Okay.
While rattlesnakes have that diamond-shaped head.
All right. And you're just handling that gopher snake as if you're holding up a, I'm not sure what. You know, like I'm watching QVC of reptiles.
So the,
she more handles me than I handle her. She's just
I was out at the stables the other day and saw a gopher snake. And I wanted to let the owner know so that he could tell people if they saw the snake out there in this one spot that it was a gopher snake. And those are good to have around the stables and the barns, that's for sure. Because they do help keep rats and mice down. But, like you said, because of their markings, they can be mistaken for a rattlesnake. And people are just, a lot of times, are just scared of snakes anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We love it. We've got these wonderful volunteers out here today that are, did we turn the, oh, the mic is on. Oh, here, okay. You know, thanks again for coming out for Caffeinate for a Cause. Again, we will be here till 9 o'clock. Turtle Bay is approximately 7,900 members and households. So we know that they've got an incredible, affordable membership that
I think it's like
under 100.
No, it's like they moved it up this last year. I think it's $110.
Okay,
but that's for a that's for two adults and four kids.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be your four kids.
Right.
So you can bring, you know, your kids and their friends, but the thing about it is, and we talk about for our kids, but it's, you know, when your grandkids come to visit and families come to visit, every time they come, we end up at Turtle Bay.
Oh, yes, we're going to be
And it's
that.
always been a great place. They have a wonderful time. If they're here for the animal shows, which are just extraordinary, because the animal shows they have is when you see what the animals do, there isn't anything that the animals display out there that isn't in their natural life, digging, flying,
right.
Whatever. I mean, it's not like they teach them to walk around on their hind legs, because they don't. They just will. What they're demonstrating is what they do in their natural habitat.
Yeah. The educational aspect of what their meaning is for. And I think that what my takeaway was with the first thing was with the African millipede is that we forget our beautiful world. I mean, we can get so swept up in negativity. And this is a beautiful thing today that if you take a pause and you come out here and you look at God's great creatures or however you want to call that in your own personal belief, is that we have all these species that are on this planet that are meant for a reason, like the centipede
and the millipedes.
And the millipede. Okay,
and the gopher snakes. Now,
and the
here's
gopher
the
snakes.
Thing is, you can go out to Turtle Bay and you can see all these animals. You know, they're on display.
There's 132 non-releasable animals at Turtle Bay, most of which are native and acquired from rehabilitation situations. So if we get to see the porcupine and the owl today, you'll get to hear how they were brought to Turtle Bay as babies.
Yeah, and, you know, things like Timber the Beaver. Same thing as they were rescued. And once they're rescued, they cannot go out into the wild again.
Right.
So they've got to find homes for them. And Turtle Bay is one of those places that offers them a wonderful habitat. And, you know, like, I've never been in that back, you know, where you can go on backstage with Timber.
Yeah. Right.
The beaver. And I'm just thinking is that could be a lot of fun. But you, if you're a member of Turtle Bay, you can get those backstage.
Passes.
Backstage passes where you can go back and see, actually sit down there and feed Timber.
And they're wonderful interactive programs. And so the two young ladies that we had on today, Turtle Bay has 178 active volunteers, including teens and adults. And I think the two animal or reptile handlers that we had. Well, we had the millipede and then we had the gopher snake. Those are teens, I think. Or young, very young, like they may be in college age.
Yeah.
But it's, those are, you know, we have so many, when we think about how many volunteers we have at Turtle Bay, you know.
Well, look, we're going to take a quick break here. We're down here at Dutch Bros on Market Street. Tyler and Jess Whitlow are out there with little red buckets collecting money because a dollar from every drink sold at every Dutch Bros here in Redding and Anderson and Palo Cedro is going to Turtle Bay to help raising funds here. This is the second largest fundraiser we have. And so every a dollar of every, plus all tips that are given to the baristas here, they're giving up their tips to Turtle Bay to help raise money. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
You're in a good mood.
Oh, yeah, why not? I'm out here at Dutch Bros instead of being in the studios. And we're here at Dutch Bros on Market Street. Linda and I are, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
So lovely to see the smiles on the kids.
Oh, gosh,
in the
yeah.
back seat, see the two cuties over there that are just mesmerized with the, you know, the Turtle Bay volunteers that are, you know, holding
showing them
millipedes, snakes. We're going to have a turtle, and we've got some more coming up. But anyway, join us.
Yeah, come on down. Come on down, say hello. A dollar from every drink bought here at any of the Dutch Bros here, Anderson, Palo Cedro, a dollar from every drink, and all the tips for the baristas goes to Turtle Bay to help support this wonderful museum and animal park we have here in town. You know, a town, a city, isn't a city unless you have certain things. Parks, places for kids to play baseball and football, schools, hospitals. But one of the things they need, of course, is a museum. And Turtle Bay fits that for our town perfectly. They bring in exhibits from all over the world. They actually had a museum, or they had an exhibit from the Marine Corps Museum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they brought in paintings from combat artists and from Desert Storm all the way through War on Terror up through Afghanistan and Iraq. And brought that in here on an exhibit, had a partnership there with the Marine Corps to bring this in, and that's just one of them. They've had the Titanic exhibit, they've had dinosaurs, and so many of these are interactive exhibits they bring so that your kids, well, and adults, can become part of that exhibit.
And let's not forget,
and learn from there.
More than 10,000 students through the year, 10,000 students attend Turtle Bay annually through the school field trips programming. And so as you're leaving tips today, think about that for future generations, current and future generations, to be able to teach them. And that's not even going into the details we'll talk about with the Arboretum, of course, with this, how many thousand species and cultivars in its living plant collection that are housed in the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. And, of course, we'll talk more about the Garden of Lights. But right now, as you see this, you'll be seeing some volunteers out here with
the Red Buckets. Tyler and Jess Whitlow are standing there, and meet the people as they're coming in. And any extra, and you know, they're collecting donations. Again, all of this goes to Turtle Bay. Now, today at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be leaving Linda here at Dutch Bros. And by the way, the coffee here is pretty good.
Oh, yes.
They've been bringing me a grande lattes, which means I will be levitating on my way back. But at 8 o'clock, Mayor Tanessa Audette joins me in the studios, and Linda will be checking in during this time. And we're going to talk about a couple of things here city-wise, but then about her run for the run to be the assembly person from the 1st District, the 12 counties up here. And talk about things that she wants to accomplish if she wins the election. There's been a lot of stuff going on.
How about consternation? Has there been consternation?
Does that mean you can't go to the bathroom? Oh, no, that's constipation. Okay. Well, there is. You know, the rodeo question, I'll ask about that because there was a big meeting Tuesday night. And there was something, you know, I think there was movement forward, but I'll let Tanessa explain what she thinks that means.
Well, she's in the mayoral seat. So, so that's where you take the fire and answer the questions. Now, when we talk about, like, things that are happening around Reading, I do want to do a shout-out and highlight just a moment about living in Reading, being close to Lake Shasta, having the most beautiful weather right now, and out at Holiday Harbor, we love our folks at Holiday Harbor. Now, remember, when we went to the rodeo, they were part of the sponsorship for us to go to the rodeo, and we loved that because we come May, you know, when thousands of people come to Reading to go to the rodeo, What do they do besides go to the rodeo? Go to the lake.
Go to the lake.
So
they can spend a day on the lake.
And Holiday
and
Harbor.
Then, and then come to the rodeo that evening.
Holiday Harbor is our favorite marina. The staff is incredible. The boats are brilliant. They're very clean. It's so efficient. It's safe. And right now, in September and October, I know maybe some of you feel like, oh, well, you know, summer's over. Well, no, it's not. And the lake is 78 degrees. The fishing is incredible. You can go out, and right now you've got off-season rates. And it's very affordable to go out for 3 days, a long weekend. So we encourage you to go to LakeShasta.com and look up Holiday Harbor and see what
they have
beautiful boats.
They have great rates. And one of the things that we've always enjoyed when we go out there is we don't put around the lake. We find a nice cove and we anchor right in there. Is at night, getting on top of the houseboat on the roof there and just lay there, and it is absolutely dark out there. So you can see stars, you know, that you can't see from in town, of course. But out there on the lake, you can see incredible views of stars, and it's quiet. I mean, it's just absolutely quiet out there.
And
so think of it like kind of a little staycation or a getaway for a weekend at Holiday Harbor.
And I will never forget the one time I was out there with, I usually do, if I can annually, try to do just a small girlfriend trip where we finally get a place that we're alone and we can catch up in deep conversation. It's really a good soul scrub for all of us. And that's how I look at that getaway. But there were two eagles, they're obviously a pair, and there were two kayakers, and they were out kayaking, and these eagles circled down. And the kayaker stopped because one of the eagles dove in the water, grabbed a fish, and then the other one watched and flew up into the trees where the other one took, obviously, that fish to the nest.
Yep.
And that was just like, wow, that is the kind of thing we get to see right here, what, 15 minutes from downtown studio to go to Holiday Harbor?
Maybe 20, but it's not very far. Anyway, okay, we're down here at Market Street, Dutch Bros, and people are just lined up here. I didn't realize so many people came through here.
Oh, yes.
For every drink bought, be it coffee, iced coffee, whatever drink it is, $1 is donated from every drink, and then any tips given to baristas, all is being donated to Turtle Bay for today at all the Dutch Bros here, Anderson, Palo Cedro, every one of them. And with us today also is Tyler and Jess Whitlow, who are out here with their little red buckets going up and getting money from, also asking for donations for Turtle Bay. And when you think about it, you know, all the money that goes in there goes, all this money goes back to Turtle Bay, every cent of it. It doesn't go anywhere else. It stays in our town. It provides for the exhibits that we have there. It takes care of the animals.
The botanical gardens. Let's talk about that. Caffeinate for a Cause, the contributions support 300 acres of exploration. All right? So, you know, learning and play, learning how to, it's educational. You know, for me personally, when I do anything interactive, like when we go to view a museum and we have maybe a headset or somebody giving us a tour and telling us, I learn so much more. And so when you have these incredible 178 active, by the way, volunteers, including teens and adults, that they're, you know, like today, showing you what the snake is, giving you a little history about the gopher snake, and coming out with the animals, because they're making the round to all the Turtle Bays. So we may have a little break in between, but they're all of a sudden they seem to cluster at once.
Yeah, they go from spot to spot. They get like 5, 6, 7 minutes, whatever it is, and then they're off to the next spot. You know, the thing I like about Turtle Bay is, you think about these other exhibits, like the Festival of Lights.
Garden of Lights.
Garden of Lights, which is what I meant to say.
Right.
The Garden of Lights, over a million lights, and is now becoming a tradition.
2 million lights.
Up to 2 million lights?
2 million lights.
Okay.
They keep adding.
And every year it's different, but it's become a tradition now. and thousands, literally tens of thousands of people come to this to see the exhibit. It's not just people from Redding. There's people from
right.
all over the West Coast come here. Reno, I mean, just to enjoy this.
Would you like, they've quantified numbers. And when you think about that they've added days, they've added more time and they've added more lights, we're talking more than 80,000 visitors are expected and have come to enjoy the holiday magic between November 22nd, and this is what they've added before Thanksgiving, up into January 5th.
There you go, 80,000 people, and then those 80,000 people spend their money in town,
right.
spend them in hotels, all these, but it's something else that has been a huge success for Turtle Bay. Now, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank, a local board of directors. The president is Matt Mosley, who's grown up here in this town. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. And they've been in the business 17, 18 years now. And they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. For more information, just stop by one of the branches or go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses spread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Vector Pro Studios we're at here on Market Street. We're here for Caffeinate for a Cause, and people are driving through here. And for every dollar, I mean, for every drink bought at Dutch Bros all over, every Dutch Bros here at Anderson and Palo Cedro, not only is a dollar from every drink being donated to Turtle Bay, but also all the tips. Plus, we have a couple people, Tyler and Jess Whitlow, are out here talking to people and collecting extra donations.
Oh, yes, they are.
Every cent goes back to Turtle Bay. So,
all right, so we're going to get the largest reptile
in Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay is
right here. But I want to remind everybody, at 8 o'clock, I'll be interviewing Janessa Audette, Mayor of Reading, who's also running for the Assembly. District 1 of the Assembly here in Northern California, all 12 counties up here. So, okay,
right.
Who are we with?
Good morning.
Good morning.
And what's your name?
My name's Jaden.
And Jaden, so you are a volunteer.
I'm actually a full-time animal trainer at Turtle Bay.
Oh, you are.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, how did you get that job?
Well, I just saw some of the amazing things we do online with our training, with our shows, and I thought, I want to go work there.
Oh, I love that.
So I came all the way out to California.
Oh, from where?
From Illinois.
Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome to Reading.
Thank
and so
you.
Here you are in the animal program at Turtle Bay, and today you are handling one of the largest snake in the collection.
Is
it a collection or the family?
We're a Turtle Bay family.
You're a Turtle Bay family. All right, so tell us tell us about this beautiful snake.
Yeah, so this is Daintree. She is a jungle carpet python, and they come all the way from Australia.
Okay.
Yeah, and so
jungle carpet. Okay, so when you call jungle carpet, tell us what that means.
Yeah, we're talking about her pattern, actually. So if you can see, she's got this beautiful green and black pattern.
Yes.
It kind of looks like a carpet.
Okay.
And she uses this to blend in the trees.
Okay. So what's the average lifespan of a python?
Oh, my gosh. That ranges depending on the species.
Okay.
I mean, some of them can live well into 20, 30-plus years.
Okay. All right.
So they can live pretty long time.
Okay. So when you, like, so this morning when you came to, and what is range, what's the snake's name?
Daintree. And so she gets that name. It is a national park in Australia called the Daintree Rainforest, the only rainforest in Australia.
Okay.
So that's where you can find these guys.
Okay, so Daintree, I know, and I know that you're out this morning taking her from car to car because everybody wants to see, and I think this is so beautiful for you to be here today. And so what was your routine this morning? You got up, you went to Turtle Bay.
Yep.
How did you choose? Was it going to be that your Daintree day that you know, okay, my job today is I take Daintree from place to place?
Absolutely, yep. We decided beforehand who we all would have. And I love reptiles. I love snakes, so I instantly knew I wanted to have Daintree today.
So how many times a week do you feed Daintree, or is it weekly, or?
Daintree gets fed once a month, once every 3 weeks. Kind of, they have pretty slow metabolism, so she doesn't need to eat all the time.
Okay. And she eats predominantly mice and small rodents.
Yeah,
rats,
so
mice. Okay.
She probably eats rodents like big rats.
Okay.
But in the wild, you'll see them eating things like flying foxes, which are a bat.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Those are pretty large.
They are.
They
have
wingspans
up to 6 feet. So imagine trying to swallow that.
Yeah. So right now it doesn't look like she's full.
No. She's actually pretty content right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys.
All right. And so if you want to come by and see Daintree, you know, right now we got a little bit of a pause in the traffic here, Carl. So let's encourage people to come out here this morning. I know that there's several Dutch Bros. They keep growing, so there's several Dutch Bros that they can drive by. But we'd love
you
to come by and see us because Jess and Tyler are collecting tips to Turtle Bay.
That's right, and you can come on down Eureka Way and just slide in here like this lady in this white large SUV just coming in and getting their coffee. on the way to work. And right now, Daintree's being petted by a little boy.
Yeah,
he's all excited about seeing.
You know, think about they're on their way to school and what that, you know, that's kind of a neat.
I petted a python. A python today from Australia.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing it's amazing, but when you go into it, having the snake here, the python here in Turtle Bay is one thing. In Florida, in the national park down there, people are starting to turn loose boa constrictors and pythons out there. And they don't have any natural enemies. And they have proliferated in the Everglades so that they have
snake catchers.
And they have people that are paid by the pound to bring in these snakes. And, I mean, it's some people are making a living off it because they're paid by the pound. And there's so many of them in there. I mean, they'll pick up a couple hundred pounds a night of pythons. And it doesn't even hardly make a dent in the population they have here, because at some point they didn't want to keep the snakes. Oh, we'll put them out here in the Everglades, and it has become a real problem down there. So I mean, anytime you have any type of species like this, you want to take care of them, and you don't want to turn them out in the wild like that.
Right.
They have the same problem with iguanas.
Right.
And there, when it turns cold in Florida, iguanas, which are reptiles, will freeze up and they'll literally fall from trees, and they'll have warnings, watch out for falling iguanas. And then they have iguana hunters that hunt.
Oh my gosh.
And I mean, they're hunting iguanas full time down there too, using air rifles for them. It's amazing but this is what happens when you let a species that has no natural enemies start proliferating.
And what we like about Turtle Bay, one of the many things is we like is that, you know, these are acquired from rehabilitation situations.
Yeah, I mean,
132, and it's called non-releasable animals. Okay, because they have been rescued and they have different, like when the baby porcupine came on, they found this baby porcupine wrapped up in a wire outside of a prison, and then I guess the word gets out, you know, within organizations.
Can you take this animal?
And of course, you know, Sharon, I hope Sharon comes by later, because we had her on. Well, you were gone on your horse trip. I had Sharon on, and it ended up being a 15. I said stay for 45 because I was so fascinated. And the porcupine was out. She fed it with a little baby bottle. And then she had the baby owl on, which was just a trip. That they grow to be full grown in 10, if I'm not mistaken, in 10 weeks, not 10 months. Now, I may be wrong, but I didn't want to quote that. Maybe we'll see there today. But there, in 2024, new animal ambassadors were added to the Turtle Bay family. Bristol, the North American porcupine, pine cone, the stellar jay, blueberry, the blue-tongued skink, Nazara the Guinea, Turaco, Banshee the Barn Owl. These are the new additions. And 17 new fish added to the river tank thanks to the efforts of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, including smallmouth bass, white crappie, bluegill, and a very large carp. Is that cute?
All of it's on exhibit down there at Turtle Bay, where you can join Turtle Bay for a little bit over $100, but that's for a full year. That's all the exhibits. You don't have to pay anything for any of the exhibits. It's good for two adults and four kids, and they don't even have to be your kids.
Right.
You can bring four kids with you to this.
And what I'm going to say, we're going to have to take a break, and I know you're running back to the studio so that you can interview Tanessa, is that, you know, Christmas is coming, and if you're thinking about what do I get for the family or what do I get for those people, and you can get stuff, and stuff is fine, but how about a year of an experience of having a museum, a Turtle Bay membership?
The animal exhibits, the arboretum, and, you know, when the Festival of Lights or Garden of Lights comes, and, you know, you get reduced prices on the tickets.
That's right.
The only thing that I ever spend money on, we got to run, is I buy the nectar for the lorikeets. So that's all they eat is the nectar. And that is a great exhibit, too, plus the butterfly exhibit when that's open.
And we're going to talk about some new exhibits. Exhibitions opening in the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay. We'll be right back after the news. See ya.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rick Thomason. A troubling report on Iranian interference in the U.S. presidential race. The FBI says Iranian hackers stole sensitive information from the Trump campaign and then offered it to the Biden-Harris camp. Former President Trump says he's not surprised because, in his words, Biden is working with Iran, and Iran doesn't exactly like me. The former president tells a rally in New York that two assassination attempts have strengthened his commitment to his presidential quest.
They've only hardened my resolve to use my time on earth to make America great again for all Americans, to put America first.
And some leading Republican lawmakers say it's likely the latest Trump assassination attempt will give him more support among voters.
Senator Lindsey Graham predicts, quote, I think people are going to rally to President Trump's side. He's under siege on so many fronts. He also says the specter of political violence does no one any good. Graham adds, it's a Republican today, it could be a Democrat tomorrow. One GOP senator anonymously told The Hill the weekend attempt on Trump's life would lead to what he called a rally-around effect. Bob Agner reporting.
The leader of Hezbollah says this week's deadly attacks on the group's communication devices were a severe blow that crossed a red line. Hundreds of pagers and walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah blew up, killing at least 32 people. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby insisting the U.S. had nothing to do with it.
What I can tell you is we were not involved in yesterday's incidents or today's in any way, and I don't have anything more to share.
Less than 2 weeks to a potential partial government shutdown, a stopgap funding bill has failed to clear the House. Speaker Mike Johnson says now it's back to the drawing board. On Wall Street, the Dow up 372 points, NASDAQ ahead 412 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, folks, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Israel has arrested an alleged Iranian agent accused of involvement in several assassination plots.
According to Israel's police and domestic intelligence, the Israeli businessman who lived in Turkey was recruited by Iran last year. He's said to have been asked to perform relatively small-scale tasks on behalf of Tehran before he was asked by Iranian intelligence to help plan the assassinations of the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Defense Minister, Yoav Gallant, and or the head of the domestic security agency, Ronan Bar. While the Israeli account cannot be verified, it highlights the ongoing shadow war between Israel and Iran, which is running in parallel to the direct conflicts between Israel and Iran-backed armed groups in the region.
The BBC's Yolande Nell. Court in Hong Kong sentencing the first two people under the strict new Hong Kong national security law. News and analysis at townhall.com.
An iconic American brand falls on hard times.
Remember Tupperware parties? Well, the 1946 company that revolutionized food storage has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, although it says it plans to keep operating and will seek court approval for a sale. Tupperware brands soared in the mid-century as a way for women to start their own businesses and saw a brief resurgence in the early days of the pandemic, with more customers cooking at home. But in general, sales have been declining since 2018, with rising competition from cheaper brands. There were warning signs in recent months the company sought financing to stay afloat and received non-compliance notices for failing to file its annual results with the Security and Exchange Commission. I'm Jennifer King.
The discovery of a body has ended the manhunt for the Kentucky interstate gunman. Authorities had been seeking Joseph Couch in connection with the shootings. Five people injured, a dozen vehicles hit by gunfire along a stretch of I-75 near London, Kentucky. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Linda, can you hear me? Okay, I can hear you all.
You're playing.
Nope, you're on. Hello. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Linda's down in the...
In a minute.
Okay, you're on.
Uh-oh.
You're on. Hello.
What was that?
Okay, we're on.
You're on. I can hear you all.
I'm going to go right really fast to Steph.
Okay.
Come on over. Okay. So we're going to, okay. So Seth Magaha is here this morning, and he's like head of marketing and so many things. We've known Seth for a long time. We're out here live, Caffeinate for a Cause. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning. Yeah, we're here on the 12th annual Caffeinate for a Cause. We've been doing this for a while. It's a fun way to show your support. All you have to do is buy a drink, and a dollar automatically goes to Turtle Bay at no extra cost to you. You can also give those tips. We have honorary baristas at each location. They're collecting tips for Turtle Bay. It shows support for our animals, our museum, our gardens. It's a great way to show your support.
Is this for every Dutch Bros in Reading is doing this?
Yeah, there's 8 locations, including Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro.
Wow. That's
amazing. A dollar of each drink and your tips today go for all these wonderful programs. We're going to give you statistics in a minute. But Tyler and Jess Whitlow, they're out here this morning with the Red Buckets. And remember, you know, there are so many volunteers. We've got also have our ambassadors, our animal and reptile ambassadors that I think there was the quote was like 132, or I don't have my glasses on this very moment. But
well,
how many?
We have a lot of animals at Turtle Bay. There's 60 different species, and there's multiple, you know, animals of each one. So, yeah, there's a lot of animals at Turtle Bay. You know, we have the beaver in the museum. We got parrot playhouse. We got... a porcupine and a skunk and all types of snakes and lizards. Kids love coming out and seeing these animals.
You know, the beaver, that's Timber the beaver, right? You know, recently they've been hosting dinners in front of the aquarium glass. And I guess anybody could book one of those, right?
Yeah. The museum is booked for weddings, special occasions, dinners. And the aquarium has a great spot for that. We have great musicians that play piano right there. But yeah, it's a great spot for all sorts of occasions.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Hey, let me break. Hey, can you all hear me?
Pat played that for a special event the other night. Talked about that. So
our
one and only Pat Karch here filling in for Carl. And we're going to throw that. Thank you so much, Seth. We're going to be breaking in today with all. We've got some more. We got another reptile here. But let's find out what thinks Seth. Where we are in the station right now.
Okay.
Are we ready to go to Carl and Tanessa?
Are we ready? Okay, yeah, we are on. So thanks a lot. So let's kind of turn them down.
Carl in the station?
Yep. So, hey, good morning, everybody. We've never done this one before. Tanessa, you've got a good sense of humor, I can tell you right now. So, good morning. I'm here with Tanessa Audette, who's mayor of Reading, but also running for the State Assembly District 1. You know, as you said when you came in, let's talk rodeo.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's been so many things said, and it's been on all the news and all that. So what's the latest from your point of view as the mayor?
Yeah, good morning. It's really good to be here. I have caffeinated for the cause.
And so I'm double caffeinated
here. Yeah, double caffeinated for the cause. which is always an incredible day in Reading to get to have the animals around town and to caffeinate for a really good cause, which is for our kids and for Turtle Bay. So definitely get out there and drink some coffee. Politics is so stressful for so many people, and this rodeo issue I feel like is an undue stress, and so really excited to kind of talk about, like, the updates of what's actually happening. So in our council meeting on Tuesday, or even I can go back a little bit, so a couple of weeks ago at the council, actually a month ago, our new council member, Josh Johnson, recommended we do an ad hoc committee because in his conversations with the rodeo, there had been some progress because of the new HCD recommendations. And so basically the idea was, let's actually formalize these meetings. I've been talking to the rodeo. Mark's been talking to the rodeo. Josh has been talking to the rodeo. And it's like, let's just all get in one room and start actually making this official. So that's what we did. We did the ad hoc, and now the conversation is, can we do a long-term lease? What's getting in the way of that? And can we overcome that? And so we already had, Josh and I are the ad hoc, basically, and then we can invite people into that. So today, this afternoon, we'll meet with the rodeo. But what we determined was that one of the things that gets in the way of the long-term lease, and when we say long-term, we're talking basically over 10 years. So 15, according to new HCD regulations, last year would have been 10 years, this year
and
would have been 15.
HCD is what?
Housing Community Development.
Okay.
It's basically an arm of the state to execute the regulations and the laws that are passed. And so they interpret the laws, and in this case it's Surplus Land Act. So in my opinion, what has been the hurdle to a long-term lease is declaring surplus. There is an argument over that, but we can settle that by putting forth a request for a long-term lease. And so if the rodeo is okay to go to surplus, we can really sit down and actually hammer out some details for a lease, a long-term lease. And that is what the rodeo indicated. Ted Bambino said it right on the dais up there on Tuesday. If that's what it takes, they're willing to do it to get their long-term lease. And as you go back over the history, I looked at the first staff report when the very first lease was put together for 10 years, and it's been 10 years ever since. And in every one of them, the notes were, hey, if you'd give us longer time, we'd be able to do bigger investments. Hey, if you could give us more time. So I think it's time to fix that. So if we're talking about a 25-year lease, which is what they've said, if we can come to those terms will, which the council will have to agree on. And so we're going to do this step by step. The first hurdle is, will you agree to, if it has to go to surplus, you'll go to surplus?
Well, what does that mean, though, if it goes to surplus?
Yeah, let's talk about this brainchild of Sacramento. So as we know, housing is unaffordable because of regulation. They require things that the market has not asked for. You have to have solar. You have to have sprinklers. You have to have all these different types of regulations around your windows and setbacks and all these types of things that the market does not say that they want to pay for. So in order to have any square footage, in order to have any type of development, it costs very much. Like, it used to be you could build apartments, right, and they would be affordable to people. That is now unaffordable to create because of all the regulations for each individual unit. So it's not even affordable to build an apartment building, and it's not affordable to have an apartment building. So all of these regulations are a burden to developers to actually make market-driven, cost-effective housing. So in the state's infinite wisdom, oh, well, if you won't build, then we'll incentivize you to build. Okay, well, we'll subsidize the building. And so what they're saying is you can build affordable housing, they'll subsidize it, and the way that they're those subsidies didn't work either. So now they said, okay, the municipalities, you can give over that land basically for free if it's an affordable housing unit or very cheap, and you have to give it to them, give them the option to do it first. And so up here, that's a park. Our land where the rodeo and the civic are is a public park, and it's going to stay a public park. The Riverfront Specific Plan, the entire premise of that is to keep that area a park, because then you can't build anything on it. So if affordable housing, we have to put it out for 90 days. So we're going to declare that surplus land. It's for 90 days it has to be on the market for anybody that wants to build affordable housing there. And then we can turn that down on the premise that it's a park and we would like to keep it a park. Our public wants to keep it a park. Our Riverfront Specific Plan says that is going to be a park. And so when you're going through this riverfront specific plan, it's going to get down very much. The next phase is getting down very specifically to a master specific plan of what can go on that land. And that has to stay a park. So having a civic there, having the rodeo there, those are the options for what can be in that place. Or park, maybe less parking, you know, a parking lot across the street, across the highway, something else. But it really has to stay a park. And it'll go down to the, like, to detail about what those buildings can look like and what can be there and whatnot. So when you have that type of a document, it's pretty difficult, I would say, to put housing down there. And that's the goal. The goal is we don't want housing on our parks. We don't want housing right there on the river.
Can the state force you to have housing there?
No, they cannot.
Okay.
No, they cannot.
So the rodeo grounds have been there for 76 years.
Yes.
And they're not looking to increase their footprint. All they're,
sure.
They're all they're looking for is to enhance what's
yes.
there, make
yes.
it safer, make it more accessible to people
yeah.
with disabilities. To grow what is there. So how does that fall under the Surplus Land Act? I mean, it's already an existing, it's yeah. an existing lease.
Yeah, so the existing lease piece is not necessarily the issue. The issue is what you want to do on the land. So some of the triggers to surplus is if it's a lease or it's lease or purchase, so we're not talking about one or the other. So at lease or purchase, whichever you're trying to do, even if you have an existing lease, the reason why Advance Writing was able to get 10 years under the HCD requirements before this year was because they're not building. They're not demolishing anything.
Yeah.
So they can get 10 years. The rodeo also could have gotten 10 years if they agreed not to do any construction. But part of their current lease had some issues they had to do with the ADA compliance, the ramps and stuff. And so they did 5 years so that they could get to this point where they had a plan. So the point last year of giving them a five-year extension out till 2029, which we all voted on, we all agreed on that, was because that's what was in our power to give them, given what they were trying to still do to fulfill the requirements of their existing 10-year lease that they currently had. So that puts them out to 2029 to come up with a plan, which is what they came back with. This is the plan. This is exactly what they said they were going to do. This seems fully in line with what they want. The concern that we're not going to agree or that we are not going to give them a lease past 2029, I think is fear, but it's not really rooted in actions. We have been very clear if they're willing to do surplus, there's a lot more we can do. And I think it's time for that. If the question is, we can do more if you give us more time, that can all be worked out. So that's what we agreed to. That's what I gave as an item 12. If their intent is that that will be okay as an option, then we will be happy to write a resolution that says we are absolutely agreeing on those terms. We're going to continue to work out the rest.
And a contract was handed to the – or a proposed lease was handed to you all.
A request for a long-term
yeah.
lease. It didn't really have terms in it. It didn't have any details. I mean, this ad hoc will have lawyers there. I mean, it can have anybody there that they wish to have there to discuss it. What we're trying to do is – one of the objections is having backdoor deals, right? So they didn't like the request for offer. They want things to be out in the public. So we're just going to make this process transparent. The public will know what we're disagreeing on. The public will be aware of what these terms are. It's not going to be a surprise to anybody because it also sets precedent. So we want to make sure we have precedent in other areas of other Turtle Bay, with Advance Reading, and everybody should know what those terms are so that the public understands – you know, how business is being conducted.
Well, Josh on the show the other day, and you probably heard it, said that there was no reason that within 30 days we couldn't come up. He said we should be able to agree on the length of the lease. And he
yes.
said there's other
yes.
things. So
yeah.
So I think you're, what, 1 October it's
no.
coming back again?
Oh, yes. Well, but that is about making it public that what our intent is and what their intent is. And I feel like they made that clear, and we were able to make it clear that on that point we agree. And so we're meeting today. So not only
agreeing on the 25
yeah,
years.
Yes.
Okay. And then, yeah, I realize there's other things that have to go along
yeah.
with that. So what you're saying then, you are in favor and you will support that 25-year lease.
Yes.
Okay. And now we need to take a break.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back after these messages.
It's my blood, it's my blood. It's my blood. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Aksum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Aksum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses spread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, and Linda and Pat are down at the Dutch Bros on Market Street for Caffeinate for a Cause. Good morning. Okay, turn the music down. Okay.
We are here for Caffeinate for a Cause, Turtle Bay's big fundraiser. I'm here with Sharon Clay. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're holding your little skunk.
I am holding Blossom. I think she is the star of Caffeinate.
She is the star, and what a sweetheart.
She is a sweetheart. She's absolutely amazing. She's one of our many ambassador animals that are rescues. So non-releasable, and they have a new lease on life, and they have a new, you know, a new job to do, and that's to teach people how wonderful they are, and she does a great job at it.
And you do a great job at it. We love your enthusiasm and how much passion through the years that you've given to the animals. I know that we had you on, and we, you educated us for 45 minutes, with our Casey and our listening audience regarding the baby raccoon and the baby owl.
Baby porcupine.
Baby porcupine. I'm sorry, baby
that's
porcupine.
Right,
that's
baby porcupine.
Right.
Yeah, just recently.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so we're here at Caffeine. It does take everyone to help give these animals the life they deserve.
All right.
And
well, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thanks
come
for
out
having
and
us.
Blossom and Sharon. Appreciate it so much. And again, what we want to always encourage you is they have 132 non-releasable animals, most of which are native animals acquired from rehabilitation situations. And, you know, we're kind of on the fly with Sharon because, well, they're taking these reptiles and animals from car to car, Pat.
Yeah.
Because people are driving through so that their kids, so people can see and touch and feel.
And know what's going on down at Turtle Bay.
And know what's going on at Turtle Bay. There's so many wonderful programs. You know that there's more than 10,000 students that attend Turtle Bay annually through the school fund. And
wow.
So the monies that are raised today go towards what it is to support that. And you know, we love the fact that if we're living in a city.
There's a trucker who enjoys Turtle Bay.
Yeah, exactly. If we're living in a city, we want to make sure that we have wonderful museums and these kinds of programs that educate.
Right. And every dollar that is collected here and all of the tips from the baristas are going to Turtle Bay. So that's what's happening down here at every the eight locations of Dutch Brothers throughout Reading.
Come by and we have a dollar from each drink that goes towards. So in all of the eight locations that are scattered throughout Reading, Anderson and Palo Cedro, today from 7 to 9, as well as in the afternoon from 2 to 4, you'll have local personalities, you're going to have radio, and you know, the animals will be on display throughout. And so if you come by now, you'll get to see Blossom. At this very second, Blossom the Skunk is here with Sharon Clay. And she's amazing. We've already seen a python, the giant millipede. And
that nasty skink that was about a foot long. Oh, my gosh.
Usually you call somebody that, but that's a real thing.
Okay. Well, thank you. And we'll come back to you a little bit later.
Jesus, yeah.
Okay, I'm here with Tanessa. Tanessa, I'm glad you have a good sense of humor here. We had these things set up at different times, of course. We're talking, we're kind of finishing up in the rodeo, and then we're going to shift over to the assembly. So what we're saying is that the city council, well, you and Josh, and I know Mark, is that you're in favor of signing an extended lease, but you believe that it needs to be thrown out to the Surplus Land Act, but it's not going to change the area there because
correct.
It's a park.
It's zoned as a park, and that is our protection from it becoming something we don't want it to become.
Right. So, and that right there is when you say it's a park, when you go back to the state, it's surplus land. And I still, because maybe I should, but I don't understand the concept. It just seems like how they could say it's surplus land for something that's been there for so long.
Anything that the city or municipality owns that they want to lease or sell for long term, it's really, this is what happens when government tries to control everything, is that they have to manipulate all of these different mechanisms to get their way. And when that doesn't work, they just create another mechanism. So this is just the overreach of government. We have to go through the process. I say all the time, government is a process. And so this is just one we have to go through. And I don't want to trust the process, but we do have to go through the process.
Okay. But you, as you've said, you're all in favor of that extended lease.
Yes. I think with those terms, and that is what we said. We said, just so that the public is aware, we are moving forward. I know the fears are that an ad hoc committee somehow ends this. I don't think it does. I think it actually puts on the record all the conversations that are being had. You know, you have private conversations and then publicly it's something different. It's like, let's just put it on the record so that everybody understands we're on the same page and we're moving forward, and we'll keep reporting it back at council meetings so people know it's progressing.
Okay, and on 1 October, something's supposed to happen, or the first meeting in October?
Yeah, so we're going to put forth a resolution of where we are at with the ad hoc. And the one thing that I think came from this last Tuesday's meeting is that the rodeo said they are amenable. If it goes to surplus, they will be fine with that. And for us, that's like that first step. So if they can agree on that and we agree that 25 years needs to be what's on the table, because if they want to actually get grants or loans or whatever, they need to have a longer-term lease.
Yeah,
that's agreed upon. That's absolutely true. It's just that the mechanism to get there puts them through surplus. Now, is it possible that the HCD comes back and says, oh, no, this is totally fine? I mean, I guess it's in the realm of possibility. I don't think it's very likely, but they are counting on it won't happen. They won't have to go to surplus, and that would be great. But we can agree on the terms. If they agree to go to surplus, we're going to be moving forward. And so that's what we will give as a resolution. None of the deal, nothing can be signed yet because we have to go through all the other deal points. But just so that the public is aware, is this progressing? Is this being put in a back corner and not being dealt with? Is a committee where it goes to die? We would say no. And the way that we're going to prove that is by having progress. We'll put out resolution by resolution so there's a documented agreement.
Do you see any way that it won't be approved, the extended lease?
I think the only way that it isn't approved is if not on the term, not on 25 years. I don't think that we're going to have struggles on that. I think we may, I guess if there's some terms that maybe they don't agree with, or I guess anything could trip it up, but not on that point. Because it's very clear. They want to invest. They want to put more, and that is the ultimate goal of the council, is that that area down there be used for its best and highest purpose. And that has been determined to be the rodeo, so we want the rodeo to succeed. It's going to need investment. It's not going to come from the city. They don't have the money to do it, so it's going to have to come from private investors, or they have grants that they've talked about. Those specifics they'll have to work out, and they're going to have the time to do it.
Okay. I'm going to get us back on time here, so let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. They've been there since 1960. It's man's last stronghold. It's right on their window, so it must be true. I've never had a bad haircut there. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. We can make an appointment at 530-244-9478. And we'll be right back.
Okay.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Goldleaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1-gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1-gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Shasta College invites you to their annual Community Day on the Farm, a free, family-focused event on Saturday, October 5th from 9 to 1 at the Shasta College Farm. Enjoy hayrides, a petting zoo, children's crafts, and face painting, along with demonstrations of farm equipment. Tour the farm and see the amazing work of Shasta College students firsthand. There will be a fall plant sale featuring plants from the Native Plant Society and the Shasta College Horticulture Department. For more information, contact Lemoyne White at lwaite@shastacollege.edu.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Good morning, Anna. Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in two spots. We're here in the studios with Tanessa Audette, who is, of course, the mayor of Reading and the also a candidate for District 1 Assembly. And then Linda and Pat are down at Dutch Bros on Market Street for Caffeinate with a Cause. Good morning, you two.
Are flat like an elephant because it needs to lift itself up.
Rather, off the hot sand?
Yes. It'll be able to lift up its where it holds water inside its shell, and it can, the front are like a different configuration, the front legs, because it digs in order to burrow into the sand.
To get cool.
To get cool. And so, but the back literally are flat. The flat back legs are flat like an elephant.
I see.
And that's the sand that stand up. And I don't know why she was telling me.
So all of these animals are available down at Turtle Bay.
Yes. And this particular turtle, Tumbleweed, is in the animal show. And she said, when we call a kid up, this is the big, fast animal. We tell him, okay, now wait, you got to stay out of the way because it's so... That was so cute. Anyway, so he's
hello.
On display right now. She's going around. We love that.
We got quite a lineup of cards.
Oh, yeah, we got a lineup
right
of cards right now, and we love the fact that, and what this is a great big community fundraiser, Pat, Caffeinate for a Cause.
Is this one of their biggest fundraisers,
this
Linda?
Is one, they have two a year. They have the big, which you and I just, you know, donated our fun concert to. So anyway, we're off back to the studio. Come by and see us here at Dutch Brothers on Market Street.
Okay.
And give a donation.
All right. Well, thank you. And we're back here with Tanessa Audette. Okay, Tanessa, let's talk Assembly.
Yeah, let's do it.
I always say this to people running, that with the gross majority the other side has, bless their hearts, it's difficult to get things done. And, I mean, it's they do things that are just, you know, a good bill comes out written by somebody, and then it's called the gut an amendment. Well, they take out everything that was in that bill that's already been passed, and they fill it up with something else that's different.
Yeah, to jam it through really fast so there can't be committees and debates
yeah.
and any of that.
Yeah, at midnight.
Yes.
On
yeah.
it. What can you do that can change this?
Yeah, well, I mean, I also
I ask this to everybody.
It's true. No, yeah. we are up against a large majority, but I have four brothers, so I have been in a minority for a very long time since birth. And I do think it's important that you just have that energy and that ridiculous, aggressive optimism that I somehow have been born with, to not stop and to not give up. So it just takes a level of perseverance. And if you can't get in one way, you're going to have to keep trying others and others and others. And so I think we have better ideas. I don't think we market them the same way. I think that the Democrats are able to do things last minute, push them through. They bully the answers in, and I don't think that that's a great solution, and I think California is getting tired of it. And I think people have been basically responding to that behavior by moving, but I think this year, I think people like Assemblymember Bill Asaley, who was basically said, I'm going to be heard or I'm going to make a scene, I think it's brought attention to, like, what's really going on. And I think that attention has to be capitalized on where we talk about what is going on. The largest minority group that is completely ignored and not included are Republicans in Sacramento. They have half the budgets that their Democrat Assembly counterparts have. They are not given any time to discuss things. Their bills, amendments are put on their bills that they do not want. They basically do not listen. They don't give voice. They don't give inclusion. Talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. They do none of that. for Republicans, and they have a minority sitting right there with them every day, and they are not practicing anything that they preach. If they really believed that it's diversity of thought and diversity, you know, of experience, and all the people of California matter, they would consider their amendments, they would consider their bills, they would consider arguments that can be made and stories that can be told, and that just doesn't happen, and we have to highlight that they're hypocrites. And if they want a different California, you're going to have to vote for different people that are going to put forth policies that maybe get rejected by that, but you have to publicize that. You have to at least talk about these ideas. It's not enough for us to say no every time. We have to put forth our own. And even if we get crushed, you get back up and you do it again, because that's what doing the right thing looks like.
Well, the Republican Party, and I know they're trying to reach out, but one of the largest groups here in California is the Hispanic community.
Sure.
And it seems like, you know, the ethos of the Hispanic community, hardworking, religious, conservative.
Yeah.
In many cases, and yet we can't see we being the Republican Party. No, I'm not.
Yes.
The Republican Party is not making large inroads into that.
Right.
Why is that? I know that's not. But that's part of what you have to do if you're elected is how do we open up that tent?
Yeah. I think there's some philosophy changes of our thought that have to happen at the Republican Party. Oftentimes, the people that are fighting the most are fighting amongst themselves. And we don't do a great job of supporting each other in our own differences as Republicans. And so we sort of divide our own house all the time. And it's very difficult to fight somebody else if your own house is divided. And so as far as different demographics that are growing, it doesn't mean everybody's voting. And it doesn't mean that the message is getting out there. And if what the Democrats have sold is that, you know, the government will give you something, and if you can get something, then you should vote for us. I think that has to shift. And I think that nationally, that message of just handing people things or giving them enough to stay poor, because, I mean, that's what social welfare is. It's basically should be a stopgap. But what they're saying is it should be, you know, universal
everything.
Pay. We'll pay for everything. But the problem is that you're paying to stay poor. You're taking away that pursuit of happiness because you're taking away their will to actually earn and to dream and to actually take risks to build more. And so I don't want to destroy the human spirit. It's what made America what it is that we have given the human spirit unending capacity to go for the more. And we can basically demonize that and say that that's greed or whatever, but it's like profit has really been the only thing that actually causes people to see past differences. And you may think that that's gross, but it's actually worked. That's worked in America. We guarantee
capitalism.
Your
capitalism.
It's free markets. It's free markets. It's you in your best interest will not look at something that makes us different. You'll look at something that makes us the same, and you'll get past the differences. You can't force people into morality, but you can give them the opportunity to find common ground, and that's what the free market does. And we've gotten away from that, and we have to sell that. We have to explain that. And, you know, destroying our founders and calling them racist and basically picking apart people's character to say that their ideas don't matter has been very effective on the left, but we on the right have to keep talking about the ideas, not be offended, not take it personal, and get up every day for the benefit of others and not for ourselves.
What are your top three objectives if you get elected?
My top three, I would say to continue to make the arguments for what we stand for, not what we're against. I would say getting others elected. So I think we need to organize. I want to empower each of my counties and the people that are in them to organize so that they can actually get people to vote, because we have very low voter turnout. You know, there's 20 million Christians, you know, right? So there's millions and millions of Hispanics, but there's 20 million Christians and only 5 million vote. That's an abysmal percentile of people that are saying, oh, we're so upset about what government is doing, but we're not exercising the one major superpower we have to change it. So this powerlessness, I would like to empower people so they don't feel like their vote doesn't matter, their voice doesn't matter, and they silence themselves and they take themselves on the sideline. And then I really want to make sure that on the issues that matter most, those are the issues that I'm putting bills forth. So all the time at the doors that I'm knocking at, they're like, we want you to talk about insurance. How come they're not doing anything at the legislature on insurance? How come you're not doing anything on the cost of living? Newsom's talking about taxing, you know, oil and gas even more as a penalty. That is only going to come to our pocketbook. Talking about raising the minimum wage is only going to hurt us more. It's going to be less jobs. It's going to be more businesses leaving. They want us to put legislation forth that actually matches the pain that they feel. And so even if those are losers and everyone's going to tell me, there's no way that it'll pass, it's not going to happen, I don't care. It has to be in the conversation. And if you put a bill forth, you can talk about it. And you can talk about the merits of it. And in a district like District 1 where it's safely Republican, I can talk about all of those things without risking losing my seat because it's a purple seat or we're trying to overcome something. I can really talk about the talking points of the things that matter most to our party, matter most to Californians as a whole. Because even if you disagree with me, if it's good policy, it's going to help everybody.
Okay. We're here with Tanessa Audette, mayor of Reading, but also a candidate for District 1 Assembly. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to join Linda and Pat down there at Dutch Bros for Caffeinate for a Cause and for our last segment.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious buffet. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, Toys and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
All right, back at just a few minutes here to promote one more time. We're here with Caffeinate for a Cause on this live remote. A dollar of every drink that is sold till 9 o'clock. So hurry up, get down here. We've been and also today from 2 to 4, all Dutch Bros. This is Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay. This is the mission to inspire, wonder, exploration, appreciation of our world. That's what Turtle Bay does. Of course, 132 non-releasable animals, more than 10,000 students attend Turtle Bay annually. You know, we have the Garden of Lights. It's, there's going to be, every year they bring in something with over 2 million lights. They add something new. We're going to have the Peppermint Portal this year. We've got new exhibits opening, including Mindbender Mansion and the Alphonse Mook, Master of Art Nouveau. Cannot wait for that. Tyler and Jeff Whitlow have been out here today. Some wonderful community members. I'm here with Pat Karch.
Hey, it's been great.
Come on by. And again, it is Turtle Bay is all just nonprofit.
Yeah.
And we've got the Turtle Bay Bridge. We've got the Turtle Bay 300 acres of exploration, learning, and play at
right
Turtle
here
Bay.
In our own city. We should be really thankful to have such
an
opportunity. Yep.
Okay, let's throw it back to Carl and his special guest.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. You know, this is once a year now. They're going to do it again from, it's 7 to 9, but it's also 2 to 4. Every one of the Dutch Bros. Here, Anderson, Palisadro, and a dollar of every drink goes back to Turtle Bay, plus all the tips from the baristas, and then Tyler and Jess Whitlow are also out there collecting money. All of it goes, every cent goes back to Turtle Bay. I'm here with Tanessa Audette, who is mayor of Redding, but is also running for the State Assembly, District 1. And we talked about some of the things she wants to do, even though they're outnumbered, a gross outnumbering down there with the Democrats. You know, we during the break, we talked about, you know, the bipartisan things that it seems like both sides agree on, yet and we're talking about, of course, force management. Newsom has said it. Democrats have said it. Republicans have said it. We got to get our arms around being able to thin out these forced. And yet, it is being done. You know, I said I don't see anything, but then I drive around, and, yeah, I am seeing things, like up in Shingletown, where they widen the roads in the sense of they've taken out a lot of the burning material, you know, thin that out so people could go down that road without going through a wall of fire. But it only goes to a certain point. What kind of things would you like to see when it comes to forest management?
Yeah, there's several things. I've been going out and doing ride-alongs with loggers to really understand all the different layers and complexities of different land, how it's managed, what the markets are, you know, what's possible. I've been up, I was just in Sierra County. They had a fire, and just seeing, like, on the land what you can salvage, what you can get in a, if there's a burn, you know, you only have a year to actually harvest those trees after a burn, and then they're useless. And, you know, it's our land. So the people, the federal land, state land, that's the people's land. And those trees are a commodity. They could be used for many things. We could be building homes in California with California wood. We could be using that for all types of things. Cogent plants are incredible, but we haven't had a new cogent plant in a very long time. So there's a lot of things that can be done. I don't know why they won't do them. There's environmental reasons why they don't have them. There's environmental reasons why they would be great. They provide energy. It's a closed system in that it uses water and steam and the trees and the excess from it. I mean, it's as sustainable as you can get. It's clean energy. Why that's not being opened in larger scale makes no sense. So there's obviously something at play that we are not aware of, or interests that don't want that to move forward. And that's going to be the thing that you have to point out, you know, bill after bill. You make very simple bills that say, hey, this is your goal for, you know, the environment to be safe, for wildfires to be mitigated, for insurance to agree to come back to our state, vote on it. And if you vote no, you're going to have to give a why. And if you can't give a why, you're responsible for that next fire, because this could have mitigated that. This could have been the difference between a fire that comes into a town and doesn't. When you look at private property and their ability to actually clean up their forests and get, you know, the right amount of trees per acre, and then you look at federal and state land, which is not managing that way, it's very clear what's more safe and what's ecologically friendly. I mean, this is destroying watersheds. When you have 1,000 trees per acre, you're absorbing a lot of that water. It creates drought for the rest of those trees. It creates blight. You know, you get one set of beetles, and they're everywhere because the trees are too close together. So this is not rocket science. This is very clear what's going to create a healthy forest, but for some reason the state has basically been opposed to that and has created regulations that make that incredibly difficult. And we have to overcome that. We have to continue to point it out as well.
The state wants the let's just talk about renewable energy here, and
yeah.
Cogen is, and for some reason hydroelectric is not considered,
right?
Which has always escaped me why that is. And
it's not just that they change the goalposts. Often they'll change the goalposts. They say that cow farts, you know, that methane is the worst thing, and so you have these digesters that they've created where they capture the methane and they mm-hmm. create energy, and that's renewable. And then as soon as it was successful and it's operable and it's working, they say nope, that doesn't count anymore as a renewable source. So the goalposts keep changing. So it's like, hey, this is a problem. Okay, so the smart people that innovate and want to solve problems are like, we can fix that. We can capture that. We can make that work, especially for dairy farms that don't have high margins. You know, here's a way for you to save money, create energy, and then we're going to change all that. Okay, that doesn't count anymore. You can't count those. You can't get credits for those. You can't get subsidies for those. So it's hard when you change the goalposts.
The state of California, now they're pushing for hydrogen, having I-5 be a hydrogen highway.
They're pushing for something that doesn't exist, it isn't perfected, isn't going to work, but it pushes it out. It says we're working on something. It feels like the same scheme over and over. Like, hey, it's solar, it's not there yet, but it'll get there. Oh, it's electric cars, it's not there yet, but it'll get there. And it's another way to divert all of our money and resources to something that is not fully baked, with a mandate that it has to happen, and it doesn't fully bake. And you can look after energy that they've said will not work. And the ones that do work, they basically take those off the table. So it doesn't really feel like it's an honest endeavor.
Oh.
No
when,
argument.
When you're told, well, how do you argue about that when you say that, oh, in 2035, you won't be able to buy an internal combustion new car? I mean, and then so, okay, so you go across state lines to buy it, but then will they register it? You know, they're not going to register new cars after 2035 because they're hoping that the technology catches up.
With our rolling blackouts. Yeah. I mean, it defies logic. It doesn't make sense. And the role of government is to create infrastructure. It is not to create an ideal society. And I feel like they've tried to create something and legislate their morality. And that just isn't going to work for us. People are leaving in droves. For the first time, California is losing population. That's never existed before. And this is supposed to be the place where you come and you dream and you risk big and you win big. And if you fail, you get back up and you try again because it's a huge market here. But what is the point of being the largest, most successful, fifth largest economy if you can't keep your people safe, if you can't keep the lights on, if you can't drive anywhere, if you can't get anywhere, and you don't want to live here? Who cares if you make money if you don't use it for what actually helps people?
Okay, we got like about a minute and a half left, so the last minute and a half is yours.
Yeah, so if you want to know more about me, you know, I'm endorsed by Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association because really the number one thing that's crushing California is too much taxes and fees. And they know that, and I've talked about that for years. That's just something that's critically important that we actually reduce the burden of government on its people. So I've been endorsed by them. You can go to my website. I've been endorsed by more elected officials than anybody else all throughout all 11 counties because I've gone there, I've listened, I've done walkthroughs, I've done ride-alongs. Any and every issue that you can think of, I'm actually in the field figuring it out, talking to the people, figuring out what we can do, not what we can't do, and what we will do next. So if you want to know more about that, you can go to votetenessa.com. T-E-N-E-S-S-A is how you spell my name. My phone number, my email, if you call That's my cell phone number. If you email, I'm the one that's receiving that. So I will respond. I would love to see and talk to your friends and family. I would love to answer any questions that you might have. So call me, reach out to me, let's connect.
Okay. So one more time, how do people get a hold of you?
VoteTanessa.com.
Okay. And we can expect to see movement on the rodeo question here.
Yeah, which is pretty exciting. Everybody can take a deep breath. Deep breath. We've got this. And we're going to keep it public the whole time. We're going to keep it as transparent as possible.
And the ad hoc committee, both Josh and you, are both in favor of the 25-year extension.
Yeah, I mean, we voted that we agree on that. We're making a resolution. That'll come out on October 1st so that you'll see the vote if we're all in agreement on 25 years so that piece of the term is settled.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. You heard it first here.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have House Realty and a couple other great guests rolling in here, plus Haven Humane. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.